Okay, what else would you like to play with? A book?
Yeah.
Which book is this?
The Bigger Boys.
Can you tell me about the pictures?
This blue.
Mm-hmm.
This is crayons.
Mm.
Look at the teacup. Look at the teacup.
What's he doing?
He's downloading. Butterflies.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the boy. Look at the boy.
Yes.
They have it here.
What else does he have?
A cat.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the chairs.
How many?
And cups.
Yes.
How? And the crayons.
What colors are there? Different colors?
Basket. Look at the blocks.
What's on the blocks, Anne? What are those?
Pebbles. Look at the boy.
He has a hat and he has hair. And what else does he have?
Buttons.
Mm-hmm.
And hands.
Hands. And what's on his hands? What are these? Does he have these?
Fingers. That's a ducky. That's a kitten. Tree and butterfly. Boy, hat.
Yes. Okay, Anne, how many puppies do you see?
Doggies.
Doggies. How many doggies are there?
Ten.
Kittens. Can you tell me how many?
A kitten. Mm-hmm.
Can you count them for Mommy?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Right?
7 duckies? I see 7 duckies.
I'm under the chairs go.
Do you want to find the chairs?
Yeah.
Alright. Start from the beginning. Open the book. Turn the pages. Tell me when you see the chairs. Aren't they pretty chairs?
Cups and saucers. Cups and saucers.
Mm-hmm.
Balloons.
Oh, how many balloons. What pretty colors. Can you tell me the colors?
The red, the white, the yellow and blue and green and blue and yellow.
And what about this one? What color is that?
White.
Yes. And how about the crayons? Can you tell me the colors of the crayons? What color?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 8, 19.
Well, that's interesting. Would you like to play with something else? I'll tell you what. This time, you put your hand in here and you make the dragon come alive. Can you do it? Put your hand right in there. Ooh, what's that? It's a ferocious dragon. Can you put your hand in? Make him come alive? Make him move? Shall we open the door?
Open the door.
All right. What's happened to the door?
The
Is the door stuck?
Yeah.
Oh. Would you like Mommy to make him come alive? All right. We can talk. What's your name? What's your name?
My name's Ann.
How old are you?
You got to speak it.
How old are you? Do you remember?
I played with toys.
You were playing with the toys?
Yeah.
Which one did you like the best?
I was able to take the best and go home.
When are you going home?
It's bed 3.
Where do you live?
In the top.
In the top?
Yeah.
You do? You want me to go inside?
Yeah.
Oh. But I'm so friendly, and I'm so hungry.
Let them toast here, sir.
Is that toast?
Yeah.
Oh, may I have some more, please?
Okay.
Thank you. Would you please make me something to eat?
Okay.
What are you going to make me? Can you go in the kitchen and get me something to eat?
Okay.
Oh, what is it?
Toast.
Toast. More toast? I'm tired of toast. Can you find me something better than toast? Something else?
Okay. Pizza.
What is it? I'm so hungry. What is it?
Toast.
More toast? Oh, I don't want any more toast. I want something else. I want some bananas. Can you find me some bananas?
Cheese.
Cheese? What kind of cheese?
Yellow.
Yellow cheese?
Okay.
Quickly, get me some yellow cheese. I'm so hungry.
Get that boy. Yes.
Oh, he's not yellow cheese. I don't want to eat a boy. Okay. Oh, I'm so hungry.
Toast?
Oh, I don't want any more toast. No, thank you. I want some meat.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Open your mouth.
Oh, thank you. I'm so hungry. But do I have to lick the meat? I want to chew it.
Chew it.
More, more. More, more. Oh, I don't want to lick toast of the meat. I want to eat it all up. Please. It's all gone.
Okay.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You make me feel better when you pat me on the nose, even when I'm hungry. Be careful. I'm so hungry, I might eat you up.
Okay.
All right. Are you my friend?
And a girl.
And a girl?
Yeah.
Are you a nice girl?
Yes.
Oh, I like you. You're my friend. Can you close my little door so I can go to sleep now? Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Can you say bye-bye?
Bye-bye.
Can you give me a little kiss? Bye-bye. I'm going to sleep now.
Time to put all the toys.
Oh!
Now, number of things she's doing this time she didn't do last time. Obviously, yes? What? Obviously, she's into counting these days, and you're into counting. What's the status of her ability to count?
My husband and I are curious about that. She kind of picked up her letters quite spontaneously, and I haven't really pressed her to count, but she came home from her playgroup counting one day, and I thought it was primarily because of repetition she picked up from her peers. But my husband and I are wondering if she doesn't have one-to-one correspondence. Now, today she didn't demonstrate that very well. But we saw her playing by herself one night. After he'd come home from work, we were talking in the kitchen, and she just sort of naturally took herself off to her play area, and she had some wooden spools, and she had them in a semicircle she'd arranged in front of her, and was playing quite happily and counting out loud. So my husband and I sort of observed her from the doorway, and then he was quite amazed, and he also wondered the same thing. We hadn't discussed it together, and he went out and he asked her how many there were, and she counted one to one up to six. There were six of them. He removed one, and he asked her how many there were, and she said, "I've forgotten whether she counted up to five or whether she just said five." Whereupon we decided that really there was something happening with her that was definitely a little advanced. Mm-hmm. So we've encouraged her to count, but I hadn't given her any formal counting, you know, other than being exposed to this book, which is sequential. I mean, I hadn't sat down and taught her one, two, three, and neither had he, neither had my daughter, and I've quizzed the babysitter, and she hadn't either. So either she's picking this up quite spontaneously, and whether or not she has real one-to-one is still questionable, but
it's something you're interested in knowing the answer to, obviously, I think.
Or if she's so fascinated, she lies and counts by herself for pleasure. I mean, it gives her great pleasure to count. And if that is so, then definitely maybe we should encourage that or give her an environment that will promote it.
Well, I'm sure the people at Elliott drew some of you all the time. A lot of kids, you know, it's not uncommon for their skills to be uneven, so that she can do it at one point and not do it at another. It mainly has to do with how, when she initiates and when other people initiate. When things are done under the child's initiative, they tend to be better than when they're pushed.
I see. Well, today, obviously, I was trying to get her to get into it, and she was not interested in that. Yeah. And she substituted that at one point, I think, the counting for the colors.
I don't remember that, but maybe.
I asked her how many. No, I asked her what color the crayons were. And because I'd asked her earlier to count, she decided to count them instead, which was a way of her saying, I think, "Mother, get off my back."
Okay. Does she have blocks at home? I forgot.
Yes, she does.
Does she do anything with them?
Yes, she does amazing things with them. The flat wooden blocks, which she got for Christmas, she plays with occasionally. Her babysitter recommended that I buy her the bristle blocks, and they are incredibly wonderful. And she, every night, creates something with them. Mm-hmm. And they are very interesting blocks. They go perpendicular or this way. Mm-hmm. And you can construct buildings, you can construct...
We knew that was going to happen. Yeah. She was very much into destruction today. I think we got her in a cranky mood, so she was less interested in building something than in knocking it over.
And that's...
No, she's going to be Does she do that at home? She
does not have a play telephone. And as a result, she really enjoys real phone conversations. And she does talk to her daddy regularly. And occasionally her friends. My husband would not let me buy her one because she had a dial on her crib machine. And he felt that was so expensive to go out and spend $5 or $6 on one. Or even just to have another toy was a little doubling it up. And I acquiesced.
Because that was only $1.99.
I know it was, but still, I think it's the principle of the thing, too. And there are so few ways that I can please my husband that I found no trouble. And also, I found it very interesting to see her go into a playroom and seek it out. Mm-hmm. And there are, everybody has them. So really, she doesn't, in my opinion, doesn't
really
need one.
Every child doesn't need every toy, that's true. Okay. Now, very interesting today, with a number of the toys, there was this thing about, do you need help? Would you like my help? Now, at home, does she ask for help when she needs it, or do you have to volunteer it, as we're doing today?
If we're working together, I sometimes volunteer it. For instance, if we're doing a puzzle together. Or she may be playing with a puzzle and decide that she would like help, and she will come to me and ask for help.
Okay. All right. She also, she was more comfortable in the chair than in the, than on the floor. Is she very much someone who likes to play in a specific environment rather than running loose? I mean, does she have a play corner at home?
Yes, she does have a play corner. And she doesn't run loose. She's very categorical about her toys. She likes to, they're always picked up at night and put in little baskets or whatever so that they're not all jumbled together.
Right, she doesn't have anything like that at home, does she?
No, she has a small table with a freestanding chair.
And that's where she plays? She plays at that corner?
No, that's in the kitchen, actually. She does some work there. She has a standing up chair table in the play area with a dollhouse that she found at a garage sale last week. It's a Fisher-Price, one of those expensive houses that we found for $2.50 with crayon marks all over it, and had some furniture in it. And we cleaned it up, and it's beautiful. She has been playing with that for the last week, with her little people.
That's nice. That's nice. It was very interesting because she was very confined in her play.
She wanted to be there.
She wanted to be in the chair, which is very unusual for the kids. Okay. Now, she tried, actually, she was trying to, you urged her to climb back into the chair by herself, and she didn't. Does she do any climbing around things?
Oh, yeah, she's
help when she
she's capable of climbing in and out of, well, in fact, her crib. She climbed out of her crib when she was, I've forgotten when it was. It was a couple of months ago. And it's a very high crib, and we had to dismantle it and put her in a youth bed. She has not been containable once she wants to get out of something or into it. She'll climb into her playpen if it's set up for another visiting child. She'll climb into it with no problem. She's very capable of climbing.
Now, another routine that you did this time that, as I recall, I was looking through the transcripts, last time you tried, what did the animals say, what did the doggies say? And she was not really quite into it at that point. She seems to know what animals say at this point. Is she? Do you play with that at home, or has she learned that?
She knows all the animal sounds. I find it rather boring to go, you know, ask her to emote. Actually, I don't normally do it just for lack of something else to think about with
a lot of
fuzzy dog.
I thought the use of the word animal was very interesting because you said to her at one point, what kind of animal is that? And the word animal, of course, is much more abstract than the word dog. It's something that many children don't get a grab of. Do you think she understands that concept? What kind of animal is that?
Yes, because we've been to the zoological museum at Harvard, Peabody Museum, about 4 times this spring to look at the animals. And she's also been to the Stoneham Zoo 3 or 4 times, so she knows the difference between the zoological museum and the zoo. I mean, she knows that they're in cages, in glass cages, and they don't move. And she does know what an animal is as a category.
That's good. Okay. Now, also this time, you asked about girl or boy. Last time she was fairly silent on that. This time she said, in response to the dragon, are you good? Yes, and I'm a girl. So apparently she does know the difference. Does she indicate that, for instance, when you're at shopping, that she knows the difference between a little boy and a little girl?
Oh, yes, and in pictures. She can identify from dress which is the boy and which is the girl. Although she's still not sure about her friends, for instance. She goes to a play group with her primarily girls, except one little boy baby, and Andrew's always crying, and he's miserable all the time, so that, you know, probably if you say he's a little boy, it connotes that he's always crying. But her friends, Jesse and Matthew, who are very much boys, I don't know. She's not really clear about the sex of them, I think.
Okay.
But we've been talking about big boys and big girls, and little boys and little girls.
Now, she also said, what's your name? What's his name? What's that? Does she understand the concept of a name for something? Or a proper name? Or does she only know a name for what's your name, and she responds with her own?
I don't think she has the concept. She has names for all her dolls, but we've named them. as they came along. All her dolls and many of her animals, stuffed animals. So I'm not, I don't know whether she does really understand what your name is.
Okay.
In that sense, as a label. But she does understand names of people. She knows she knows who's who, you know.
Okay. Likewise, you ask her, how old are you? That's simply routine, right?
Both of those things. I'm sorry, the name, I've been trying to teach her how to say, my name is Anne, when she's asked, and to ask another little friend of hers, if she's meeting somebody in the park, what is your name? My name is Anne. And we've done this in the car as an exercise, as well as how old are you? And I don't think she has gotten the how old are you bit into her head at all.
Likewise, where you live, I suppose those are things you're teaching her so that if she gets lost, she can.
Yeah, Lexington. She knows that we live in Lexington, but I don't think she really remembers it out of context.
Right. Well, parents do that to protect their kids. They,
yeah.
What's your name? Where do you live? Okay. Now, she's still into Pat the Bunny books. She's pretty much reading her own stories at this point. What is she into reading at home now?
Well, she can recite if you asked her to. She knows all of Peter Rabbit. She knows all of Make Way for Ducklings. She knows all of this, all of that, all of everything. And she's reading a lot of her older sister's books, vintage, when she was 4 or 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
She loves stories with content. I got these little golden books, Hansel and Gretel. She loves it. And she seems to be able to sit through to the very end and just enjoying the words.
Alright. Okay, now, with the doll with all the funny parts on it.
Mm-hmm.
She indicated that she wanted to fool around with the parts, but she wasn't really able to do most of those things herself. Which one of those skills do you feel she has the ability to do on her own that you've seen her do?
Well, the zipper, she knows how to zipper herself.
But you had to hold it down for her. Do you,
well, that
do you
zippers.
Normally have to help her when she doesn't?
Well, she doesn't get it started and then zip up, but she can zip a zipper and has been able to do that on her harness, on her sweaters, up and down and manipulate zippers for a long time. I just find that the snap on that is still what I said the last time, which is just you can't open it, you can't close it.
Yeah, another mother mentioned.
It's frustrating, that and the button is intriguing to her. I think she knows what a buttonhole is. I don't think she's ever buttoned. I haven't made a big issue of it either.
Yeah.
And the shoelaces, we fool around with laces, but I haven't taught her how to tie. She's interested in watching me tie her shoes.
Uh-huh. Can she untie her shoes?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Does she do that?
Yes. Unties everyone's shoes.
Okay. Alright. You pointed out some other parts of the boy in the book, so that you pointed out his hat and his hair and his hands and things like that. Are those the parts of a boy that she is, I mean, does she understand what, the hair and the hands? She said those words, I guess. Those parts of the body she knows.
She's been very interested in her. She turned last week to her favorite doll she was sleeping with and giving a bottle, and she suddenly turned around and said, Susie has hands, little fingers on them. And I thought it was so cute. I remembered it. And today when she mentioned that he had hands, and I said, does he have, what does he else does? She mentioned the digits there.
Right, she's associating there. She's got those parts. Okay. I thought it was very clever. She was really enjoying the dragon. You said, put your hand in it and make it come alive. And do you think she understands that concept of put your hand and you'll make it, to make it come alive?
Yes, because we have a rabbit at home that she, a puppet, that she enjoys having me control him, but then she also enjoys talking to him. She likes him both ways. She likes him inanimate, and she likes to pretend he's there to a certain extent.
And she understands that business of make it come alive means that it's going to start moving, and it's going to be like a real thing if she puts her hand in it.
Yes.
Does she do that at home?
Oh, yes. Yes.
She'll do it herself. She'll put her own hand in.
In the rabbit, yes. In her puppet. I noticed that when I was going through some of the play, imaginary, we've been doing that with her dolls too, with her little dollhouse that she picked out. She really thinks it's her thing, and it is. But my husband comes in, his voice goes away up, woo, would you open the door, please? And she'll come, and she's very serious about it. And she brings the little mannequin to the door, and then it opens, and it's some it's some, you know, other animal or figure. And his voice is way up there. And she really believes it. But then every now and then you see her eyes looking at the real person who's doing the real sounding, and something's going on there. And today while I was doing the dragon, she kind of got a lot of eye contact for a minute and was very curious about this.
You. You and not the dragon on its own. She was funny. She wanted to feed it cheese, and she wanted to feed it toast, and she wanted to feed it bananas. Are those her favorite foods?
No, she's been starved for 3 days ever since her attack of gastroenteritis, and yesterday was just a nightmare for her. She kept running to the refrigerator and saying, "Well, how about some pickles, or how about a donut?" And oh, it's just killing. It was just so difficult. And today was the first time she's had any bananas and wheat cereal without any milk in 3 or 4 days, and she's just so delighted. She had crackers and chicken noodle soup at lunch, and she's loved again. So she's got things that she wants to eat on her mind, definitely, you know. She'd love to eat some cheese. She's not going to have it for a few more days.
Yeah. Well, she thought that the meat was toast. Was that an honest confusion, or was she pretending to think that it was toast?
Oh, she knows what meat is, but apparently toast probably appeals to her right now a lot. She'd like a nice piece of bread, she keeps telling me. Oh, she really would like it. So she made the meat into bread, I suppose.
Well, she actually did a lot of talking. A lot of talking.